Chapter 124. I should imagine not, indeed. Apostrophe apostrophe said Ralph, quietly. If she profits by anybody's death, apostrophe this was said in a lower tone, let it be by her husband's. Don't let her have to look back to yours, as the event from which to date a happier life. Where is the objection? Let me hear it stated. What is it? That her suitor is an old man? Why, how often do men of family and fortune, who haven't their excuse, but have all the means and superfluities of life within their reach, how often do they marry their daughters to old men, or worse still, to young men without heads or hearts, to tickle some idle vanity, strengthen some family interest, or secure some seat in Parliament? Judge for her, sir, judge for her. You must know best, and she will live to thank you. Apostrophe, hush, hush. Apostrophe, cried Mr. Bray, suddenly starting up, and covering Ralph's mouth with his trembling hand. I hear her at the door. Apostrophe, there was a gleam of conscience in the shame and terror of this hasty action, which, in one short moment, tore the thin covering of sophistry from the cruel design, and laid it bare in all its meanness and heartless deformity. The father fell into his chair pale and trembling. Arthur Gride plucked and fumbled at his hat, and durst not raise his eyes from the floor. Even Ralph crouched for the moment like a beaten hound, cowed by the presence of one young innocent girl. The effect was almost as brief as sudden. Ralph was the first to recover himself, and observing Madeline's looks of alarm, entreated the poor girl to be composed, assuring her that there was no cause for fear. A sudden spasm, apostrophe said Ralph, glancing at Mr. Bray. He is quite well now. Apostrophe, it might have moved a very hard and worldly heart, to see the young and beautiful creature, whose certain misery they had been contriving, but a minute before, throw her arms about her father's neck, and pour forth words of tender sympathy and love, the sweetest a father's ear can know, or child's lips form. But Ralph looked coldly on, and Arthur Gride, whose bleared eyes gloated only over the outward beauties, and were blind to the spirit which reigned within, evinced a fantastic kind of warmth certainly, but not exactly that kind of warmth of feeling which the contemplation of virtue usually inspires. Madeline, apostrophe said her father, gently disengaging himself, it was nothing. Apostrophe, but you had that spasm yesterday, and it is terrible to see you in such pain. Can I do nothing for you? Apostrophe, nothing just now. Here are two gentlemen, Madeline, one of whom you have seen before. She used to say, apostrophe added Mr. Bray, addressing Arthur Gride, that the sight of you always made me worse. That was natural, knowing what she did, and only what she did, of our connection and its results. Well, well. Perhaps she may change her mind on that point. Girls have leave to change their minds, you know. You are very tired, my dear. Apostrophe, I am not, indeed. Apostrophe, indeed you are. You do too much. Apostrophe, I wish I could do more. Apostrophe, I know you do, but you overtask your strength. This wretched life, my love, of daily labor and fatigue, is more than you can bear, I am sure it is. Poor Madeline. Apostrophe, with these and many more kind words, Mr. Bray drew his daughter to him, and kissed her cheek affectionately. Ralph, watching him sharply and closely in the meantime, made his way towards the door, and signed to Gride to follow him. You will communicate with us again? Apostrophe apostrophe said Ralph. Yes, yes, apostrophe returned Mr. Bray, hastily thrusting his daughter aside. In a week. Give me a week. Apostrophe, 1 week, apostrophe said Ralph, turning to his companion, from today. Good morning. Miss Madeline, I kiss your hand. Apostrophe, we will shake hands, Gride, apostrophe said Mr. Bray, extending his, as old Arthur bowed. You mean well, no doubt. I am bound to say so now. If I owed you money, that was not your fault. Madeline, my love, your hand here. Apostrophe, oh dear. If the young lady would condescend. Only the tips of her fingers, apostrophe said Arthur, hesitating and half retreating. Madeline shrunk involuntarily from the goblin figure, but she placed the tips of her fingers in his hand and instantly withdrew them. After an ineffectual clutch, intended to detain and carry them to his lips, old Arthur gave his own fingers a mumbling kiss, and with many amorous distortions of visage went in pursuit of his friend, who was by this time in the street. What does he say? What does he say? What does the giant say to the pygmy? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Arthur Gride, hobbling up to Ralph. What does the pygmy say to the giant? Apostrophe, apostrophe, rejoined Ralph, elevating his eyebrows and looking down upon his questioner. He doesn't know what to say, apostrophe, replied Arthur Gride. He hopes and fears. But is she not a dainty morsel? Apostrophe, I have no great taste for beauty, apostrophe, growled Ralph. But I have, apostrophe, rejoined Arthur, rubbing his hands. Oh dear! How handsome her eyes looked when she was stooping over him. Such long lashes, such delicate fringe. She looked at me so soft. Apostrophe, not over lovingly, I think, apostrophe, said Ralph. Did she? Apostrophe, no, you think not? Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied old Arthur. But don't you think it can be brought about? Don't you think it can? Apostrophe, Ralph looked at him with a contemptuous frown, and replied with a sneer, and between his teeth. Did you mark his telling her she was tired, and did too much, and overtasked her strength? Apostrophe, apostrophe, What of it? Apostrophe, when do you think he ever told her that before? The life is more than she can bear. Yes, yes. He'll change it for her. Apostrophe, do you think it's done? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired old Arthur, peering into his companion's face with half-closed eyes. I am sure it's done, apostrophe, said Ralph. He is trying to deceive himself, even before our eyes, already. He is making believe that he thinks of her good, and not his own. He is acting a virtuous part, and so considerate and affectionate, sir, that the daughter scarcely knew him. I saw a tear of surprise in her eye. There'll be a few more tears of surprise there before long, though of a different kind. Oh! We may wait with confidence for this day week. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.